Welcome to day 6 of our Christmas journey as we're looking at the curious characters of Christmas. We've already looked at Mary and Joseph, and this week, for the next 5 video episodes, we're going to look at the shepherd and the magi. And we're going to start with the shepherd, so let's take a look at Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 10. It says, "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" So let's start by looking at who are these shepherds. Well, they're not a real impressive lot. Shepherds were about as low as you could get in society, and they had such a bad reputation that they were not legally allowed to be used as witnesses in the court of law. The life of a shepherd was a lonely and mundane one until that first Christmas night. And instantly their lives went from the mundane to the miraculous. From the mundane to the miraculous. They would be witnesses of one of the greatest days in human history, God coming in the flesh. This would be, as the angels proclaimed, the good news that would produce great joy for all the people. The good news is what produces the great joy. The source of our joy isn't our marriage, it's not our kids, it's not our success, our job, our money. It's the good news, which is really ultimately the gospel. The word gospel in the New Testament Greek is the word euangelion, euangelion. It means a herald who delivers good, victorious news. Specifically, when it's used in the New Testament, it's referring to the good news of God saving us from our sins through Jesus dying on the cross, rising from the dead, and someday in the future, returning again to establish his eternal kingdom forever. I would definitely say that that is some great news. Let's go ahead and keep reading. Verse 11 and 12. It says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." The angel left no doubt about it. Jesus was and is the Lord. Not just a prophet or a good moral man or a gifted teacher. He is God. Or as the Apostle Paul put it in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 and 16, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him." This is not just a baby. It's the invisible God who became visible. The creator of the universe becoming a creature, moving into the neighborhood. And he didn't come, notice the story, he didn't come to a palace to be born among kings, queens, princes, and princesses. No, he came in a manger to a handyman and a peasant girl with smelly, sweaty shepherds as the witnesses. Let's keep reading, verse 13 and 14. It says, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. Now, it's not just one angel now, but a multitude of the heavenly host having a worship service with these lowly shepherds, giving glory to God for the gift of his son. A gift that would bring, as it says, peace to the earth. Jesus would be the means to make peace with God so that we would not have to face the wrath of God because of our sins. Glory to God in the highest. The good news of the gospel is the only thing that can truly bring lasting joy and peace. This encounter that the shepherds had is a reminder that salvation is available to all. But it's only the humble, the poor in spirit, not the proud in spirit, who will ultimately embrace this incredible gift. In light of that, would you take some time today to give glory to God in the highest?